Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 80, Watch Your Language, Part 2. Hey friends, welcome to December. 2023 has flown by for me, and I'm guessing this month will be no different. I am so glad that you're here with me today. Last week, we started talking about some of the words you want to be on the lookout for. As a quick review from last week's episode, we are constantly surrounded by language. The words we say, write, and think matter. Our thoughts are optional. Just because a thought knocks on your door doesn't mean you need to let it move in. We get to choose how we will interact with our thoughts and for how long. Changing just a few words can make a huge difference in the way we feel. Last week, I offered the following language hacks for you to try on. Try adding the magical word yet at the end of your sentence. I haven't figured this out. Yet. I choose to, I want to, or I get to are all much better options than I have to. Replace but with and. This is not easy, and I am doing a great job. Swap what if for even if. Even if I run out of gas, I will figure out how to get home. And lastly, replace why me for why not me. Or try me. So today I want to share some more of those little word hacks that can make a considerable difference in your life and the way you feel. And I just want to offer some of these will work for you and some of them may not. Not a problem, my friend. Just take what resonates with you and leave the rest. Is that a deal? Okay, let's do this. Number one. Instead of no but, try yes and. This is actually a skill that they use in improv. Someone throws out a crazy statement, and instead of shooting it down, actors use the phrase yes and to keep the story going strong. Unless my dear friend Paul McNeil is listening, you are most likely not involved in improv, and that's okay. Because this tool is great in other areas such as brainstorming or when you're having a tricky conversation. We are quick to shoot down our own ideas and the ideas of others. It's easy for our brains to point out why that idea would never work. No but closes the door and stops the conversation. So we're not going to get anywhere. It also may cause us to feel defensive. When we're brainstorming or trying to solve a problem, we want to be curious and keep communication open. We can acknowledge all ideas, even if we don't agree with them, and we can build on them. I like to remember that even if I don't agree with someone, I can probably find at least a kernel of truth in what they're saying. I can validate what they said, and I can keep listening. Yes, and provides an element of openness and optimism. I dare you to give it a try. Okay, number two, let's talk about should and shouldn't. I should lose weight. You shouldn't do that. I should write that book. I should do the dishes. I should not eat so many crumble cookies. You should go to church. You shouldn't have said that. I should be further along than this. This shouldn't be happening to me, etc. I'm guessing you have heard that you don't want to should on yourself. Each time I hear the words should or shouldn't, I like to think of them as red flags. Should and shouldn't make things very black and white or right or wrong. They also make it very hard to be present. When you're at work, you're thinking of all the things you should do when you're at home. And vice versa. At home, you're probably thinking of all the things you should do at work. Should often has a hint of you are doing it wrong. I like to think of could as, I'm sorry, I like to think of should as a could with shame on it. And I'm going to repeat that. Should is a could with shame on it. Shame is a terrible emotion to operate from if we're trying to be our best selves. So instead of should or shouldn't, some better alternatives are could. Or it would be great if. Or I have the option to, etc. These alternatives sound so much less judgy, not so black and white. You can also use I choose to, I want to, or I get to, like we talked about last week. Number three, pay attention to the language that you use to describe your loved ones that have left the church. And as I say that last statement, left the church, I recognize that that phrase may not even serve me. Do you use words like wayward, apostate, black sheep, deceived, or non-believer? I just want to point out that this language creates a divide. It creates an us and them kind of feeling. Also, it may create a one-up, one-down dynamic. And if we're wanting to connect with our person, that language may actually disconnect us. Check in with how you feel when you use those labels about your person. While we're at it, another word I want to look at is the word faith crisis. And friends, I get it. And I know how hard it can feel when your loved one shares about their beliefs or their lack thereof. And see how I'm using and right there, my friend? When you think of the word crisis, what emotion comes up for you? For me, a crisis is panic, an emergency, like a 5-alarm fire, all hands on deck. And that energy may not be as helpful as I'm trying to figure out who I want to be and how I want to show up in this situation. For me, faith journey serves me a heck of a lot better. It helps me to be more compassionate, curious, and empathetic. I want to stay away from emotions like fear and panic that leave me not showing up as my best self. Okay, number four. I love this concept. We can either use victim speak or the language of leadership. I also want to point out, I don't have this all figured out, and I find myself using both. I just want to pay attention. So we can talk about what we hate to do or what we love to do. We can talk about problems, trials, and tribulations, or we can talk about opportunities and ways to grow. We can talk about what isn't working or what is working. Here's a little example. I can focus on how much I detest the rogue hairs that keep showing up on my chinny chin chin, or I can appreciate the fact that I have amazing tweezers. Victim speak or the language of leadership, my friends. And please don't judge yourself. I just want you to check in with what or how you feel when you use these different words. Okay, number five, I want you to question your questioning thoughts. Our brain is often asking all sorts of questions that start with, can I, do I, will I, or what if I? Those questions potentially create doubt for us. I like to turn those questions into sentences or statements. I do, I will, I can. Or then I will. For example, will I succeed doesn't feel nearly as amazing as I will succeed. Okay, my friends, let's do a quick little recap on those. Check in with how the sentences in your brain make you feel. And is that the emotion you want to operate from? Do those thoughts empower you or disempower you? And only you get to choose, only you'll know. And here are today's word hacks as a quick little summary. Yes, and instead of no, but. Should and shouldn't can be red flags. And remember, a should is a could with shame on it. Check in with the labels that you use. Are you using labels that disconnect you from your loved ones? If so, consider not using them. We talked about the concept of victim speak or the language of leadership. And turn your questioning thoughts into empowering statements. Can I? To, of course I can. And like I said earlier, my friend, some of these may be helpful and some of them, they may not be. You get to pick and choose which ones to try and hang on to or to get rid of. And it can be hard to even notice the words that we're using. That's where a coach can be super helpful. If you're looking for a coach, I happen to know one that would love to help you. If you're ready to get another set of eyes on your thoughts, I would love to help show you what your thoughts are creating for you. Hop on a free mini session with me and let's chat. Okay, my friends, that is all I have for you today. Make a great week. Mwah. Don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on work with me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend. Thank you.